Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Monday, 13th Adar Rishon, 14th of February, Rabbi Aaron Springer at Shlita, Talmud Torah. This week's Torah way has been sponsored the Refuah Shleima of Avinoam ben Etta Vichna Neri Yoyer. She Yiska Refuah Shleima Bekorah Besuch Or Chole Yisrael Omei. Amen.
We've all said this morning the Mishnah of Eli Devorim She'en Lahem Shir, and we finished off with the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. One of the most common phrases, Memori Chazal, that everybody knows. The Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Torah is the most chashuv of all the mitzvahs. But what isn't as much known, there's another Mishnah in Pirkei Avos which says, Loi HaMedrash Iker Elo HaMaisa, which means, Loi HaMedrash, learning is not the Iker, only the Maisa HaMitzvahs. So on the surface, this seems like a contradiction. And many Rishonim and many Mefarshim delve into it. On one hand, we have the Mishnah telling us, Torah, learning Torah is more than all the mitzvahs. On the other hand, we have a Mishnah which tells us, the Iker is doing mitzvahs. And this Shaila, we will now mention three practical shailas which we will try to address in the course of the shiur. One shaila. We all know, everyone was brought up with this. What when we try and sit and learn as much as possible. But what do we do when we have to do a mitzvah? We have to give tzedakah. We have to go and visit somebody in the hospital. We have to help our families. Also a mitzvah of Gemilas Chesed. So, but we want to sit and learn. V'hogisa bo yoimon v'layla. As everybody knows, if it's a mitzvah, she'ef sheli also is alidei acherim, someone else can do it for you. There are other people to do it. Baruch Hashem, in every Yiddish community, we have a team of Hatzolah members. They help us sit and learn. Since they are the ones doing the mitzvahs, Hashem should help. They should only be helping mothers have babies. But all the mitzvahs of Bikur Cholim and Hatzolah Nefoshes that they do, Baruch Hashem, other people can sit and learn. We have the Chevra Kadisha, we have the Shomrim, Baruch Hashem. In every town, in every Yiddish community, we have Yidden doing other mitzvahs in order that the ones who are not actively participating in their organization can sit and learn. It's a mitzvah she'ef, it's possible to be done through someone else. But if it's a mitzvah she'ef, one can't. What? Kindness starts at home. If your wife suddenly comes, have a shiur, a person has a chavrusa, has a shiur sitting and learning, but your wife says, I can't manage, it's impossible, I'm not coping, I need help to be taken here or there, that's considered a mitzvah she'ef she'liyosis alidei acherim. We'll just mention a tiny story. A grandson of the Chofetz Chaim was learning in Lakewood, and he didn't come to the regular yeshiva minyan in Lakewood. He davened in one of the shuls there. He didn't learn. So the mashgiach asked him, "Se passt nicht, I expect you to come and daven in our minyan, in the yeshiva." So he answered him, "I have a very important chesed. There's a woman who just can't cope, and I decided it's more important for me." He davened with a minyan, but to miss the yeshiva minyan, because this chesed of helping this unfortunate woman who just can't cope and has a large family. So I help her every day with getting her children to school and so on. Mashgiach was very impressed. He said, yes, I understand. Tell me, who is this woman? Who is this woman? It's unfortunate. He said, she's not so unfortunate. She happens to be my wife. But she can't cope. And at this period of my life, I need to help. And so I have to daven in different minyan, not the yeshiva minyan. And that's chesed. Chesed starts at home. It doesn't matter if it's your wife or your sister or your mother. But that is, if actually osis alei de'achir, if it's not possible someone else, we may be mevatel toile. So we know that that if it's a mitzvah that no one else can do, we close our gemara. As the mashgichim used to say, if you don't close your gemara when you have a chesed, and that chesed you need to do, then you're learning Torah from a closed Gemara. Because Hashem wants you now to close your Gemara if no one else can do it. The Shaila is, what would be if I can do the mitzvah later? Somebody has to shake lulav, but he has a shear. We know of a klal. Pardon?
Mitzvah b'leyotcha.
Mitzvah b'leyotcha. Al tach mitzeno. But learning Torah is also a mitzvah. We know of a klal in Gemara Menachos. Kol hamekudesh mechaveiroi kodim lachaveiroi. There is a hierarchy in mitzvahs. You do the thing which is most kodesh. If you have to learn Shema and read the Megillah, you first learn Shema, because Shema is a doraisa. Megillah is not a doraisa. You always precede the mitzvah which is more holy. That comes first. You're mechabed the mitzvah. The holiest mitzvah comes first. The Doraisas come before Drabonon. So a person is there. So, of course, if the time would run out, if it's Chosman Krishna, or the day will run out and he won't be able to shakel lulav, of course, that's a mitzvah. Shei efshel le'otos alidei acherim. You have to close. But what comes first? If you can do it, should I now sit and learn from 8, if someone has a chavrusa from 8 to 10, should I learn from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock and then take my lulav and shake it at 10 o'clock, which is perfectly alright, 10 o'clock, or no, should I take the lulav and shake it first and then learn? One shayla. What takes precedence? Which is holier than the other one? Another shayla. We're dealing with very generally, we're not going into all the relevant halachas. A person has a set amount of money put away for tzedakah. Two collectors at the same time come knocking on his door. He opens the door and he finds two finely eaten. What are you collecting for? I have a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, choshev yeshiva. The other one, what are you collecting for? I'm raising money to buy tefillin, poor Russian bochrim. A gewaltige mitzvah. He has only one set of money. Decent amount. Who does it apply to? Should he give it to the moysed, which is learning Torah, or the moysed, which is oisik in mitzvahs, the second shayla? So, we've explained one shayla is which mitzvah takes precedence, what does one start with, which is holier? Do you learn Torah first, or do you do mitzvahs first? The second shayla is, how do you choose? Which mitzvah do you choose? Do you choose learning Torah or Kiyum HaMitzvahs? Third shayla, which is more of a musadige, machshavadige shayla. How am I supposed to feel? If a person sits, he wants to have a shir, he has a shir, a chavrusa, he learns Torah. But the Ribbono Shel'Olam sent him that day, Achmona Litzlon, he had to take a child to a hospital. Let's not talk life-threatening, but he had to do a mitzvah. It had to be done. He didn't manage to get to his shir today. He had a mitzvah to do. All kinds of the Tariag mitzvahs which crop up. And he had to close his gemara. How is he supposed to feel afterwards? Disillusioned. It was a good day. We'll come to that. How is a person supposed to feel? So we've delved on three practical applications. What takes precedence? What do you do first? Learning Torah? Or being mekayim mitzvahs. What takes precedence, donating to a cause of learning Torah or a cause of being mekayim mitzvahs? Third is, how is a person supposed to feel if Hashem sent him an opportunity that he had to close his Gemara and stop learning and go and be mekayim mitzvah? And the answer to all these three questions is, as we will see, as follows. It is a major machloikis in the whole of Shas, and there is no one answer. Various Rishonim and Achronim took on one side that Torah is more than mitzvahs, and various Rishonim took on that mitzvahs are more than Torah. So basically, whatever one does, one is always right. And there are two Gemaras which both ask the same Shaila. Talmud Umaisa. One is the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem. Talmud Umaisa. Learning and doing mitzvahs. Eizehu Odif. Which is better? This is a Shaila which catches a lot of people unawares. We all know. Every Cheder Yingel knows. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. What's the Gemara asking? The Mishnah says Talmud Torah is more than all mitzvahs. What is the Gemara asking? Talmud Umaisa is Odif. The Gemara doesn't know the Mishnah. But as we stated before, because there is another Mishnah, which says Loi HaMedrish Iker Elo HaMaisa, which seems to be on face value a direct contradiction. It says Maisa is Iker. That is why the Gemara asked, what is more important, learning or Maisa? And the Gemara's answer in both places, it's in Kedushin Daf Mem and in Bava Kamma Daf Yud Zayin, says the Gemara, Talmud Odif de Mevi Lide Maisa. Talmud is better because it brings to Maisa. Seems to be a simple answer. When one thinks about it, what have we answered now? Again, the Gemara's question was, which is more holy, learning or doing mitzvahs? Which has a higher level? And the Gemara answers, I'll tell you what it is. Learning is better because it brings you, in order it helps you, because you can't do mitzvahs without learning. So we finish off the Gemara, we're as baffled as before. If learning is only good because it brings you, it's like giving a marshal, this person must be a choshev person because he's the driver of the big Rosh Hashiva. So you understand that the Rosh Hashiva is the choshev person, and he is choshev because he is his driver. That's what the Gemara is saying. Talmud is choshev because it helps you to do mitzvahs. And that is why the Rishonim, even after the Gemara's answer, the Rishonim stay with some Rishonim, and there is a machlokes Rishonim how to understand this Gemara's answer. The Gemara answered, which is more choshev? Gemara is choshev. Why? Because it helps you to do mitzvahs. So again, so which is the most choshev? So we have a set of Rishonim who finish off by saying, since Gemara is the vehicle to help us do mitzvahs, then obviously the mitzvahs must be the most choshev because Torah is only the vehicle for it. So they actually paskin la'alocha that mitzvahs are more choshev. There is another shitta, which is the shitta of the Rambam, which says this is how we're supposed to understand the Gemara. The question of the Gemara was, which is more choshev, learning or doing mitzvahs? Answers the Gemara, learning is choshev since it helps you to do mitzvahs. So the Rambam says, since Torah is, as to say, a master key, each mitzvah is just one mitzvah, but Torah encompasses 613 mitzvahs, so of course Torah is choshev. It's the master key. It opens all the doors. It helps you learn to do every mitzvah. Two ways how to understand the tenets of the Gemara. Some Rishonim learn Gemara is more choshev, that mitzvahs are more choshev. Why? Since Torah is only a vehicle to help us do mitzvahs. So, of course, so mitzvahs must be on a higher level. But the Rambam learns the other way. No, Torah, since he is the master key, he is the blueprint to help us do mitzvahs, so of course it encompasses, it must be choshever than all the mitzvahs. And this, we see in the whole of Shas and all Rishonim, we see the whole time how they deal with every Gemara that talks about this. The Rishonim who held that Torah is more than mitzvahs explained it in one way. The Rishonim who held that that mitzvahs are more than Torah held it in another way. The Gemara, where we know this halacha from, is in Moed Koton. Daf Tes Omid Aleph. There are two psukim, the Gemara asks. One posuk says, say the second posuk. One posuk says, Yekara hi mipninim v'chol chafotzecha lo yishvu bo. Torah is more precious than precious stones, and nothing can compare with it, says the Gemara. Kol chafotzecha, your activities don't compare with it. Hochefze shomayim, but mitzvahs can compare with Torah. And another apostle says, Kol chafetzim lo yishvu bo. Afinu chafetzim, chefze shomayim. So the Gemara asks us here, is Chefze Shemaim, meaning mitzvahs, are they on the same level as Torah, or less than Torah? So answers the Gemara, and that's where we learn our Yesod from. It depends if it's a mitzvah that is possible to do Alidei Acherim, that's less than Torah. If it's on the same level as, if it's Iepshah, that's a different level than Torah. That's on the same level as Torah. So we see the Rishonim have explained, just to ask a plain question. Why are we closing our Gemara to do a mitzvah? Why are we doing that? If a mitzvah is less than Torah. Says Rashi, Demevat she'im yesh lecho la'asik b'mitzvah tevatel talmid Torah v'asik b'mitzvah. What does Rashi say? If you can do a mitzvah, be mevatel your Talmud Torah and asoik b'mitzvah. So Rashi is telling you, you really should be doing learning Torah. You're doing a bittul Torah now, but the Torah allows you to do a bittul Torah. That's how Rashi learns it. You should be learning, but you have to follow the Torah, and the Torah tells you to be mevatel. That means Rashi is learning Torah is more choshev than mitzvah, but that is the halacha that you're supposed to stop learning. The Ram says, the same answer. Why do we close our Gemara? Because loy ha-medrash ike el ha-maisa. So you see the two ways of learning this Gemara. What, of course, when one has to do a mitzvah, we close our Gemara and do a mitzvah if no one else can do it. But why are we doing it? Rashi says, because that's what the halacha dictates to you. Of course, if you would measure mathematically, Torah is choshevah. But the halacha tells you to close your Gemara. The Ram says, no, because the mitzvahs are more choshev. We see something very, as we stated before, how should a person feel if he set up a shir, a chavrusa, a seder he's going to learn, and he didn't manage today because a mitzvah came his way and he had to close his Gemara. We see something very interesting. Very apt for today. Today, we don't have a Tanis Esther cotton. We don't have one. We have a Purim cotton, which will be tomorrow. And we have a Shushan Purim cotton, which will be the day. Today is Yud Gimel Ador, Zeman Kehila Lakoil, but there is no Tanis Esther cotton. But we can still mention it. Mordechai HaTzadik and Esther called the Olam, Klal Yisrael, to fast before going to HaMelchama. So today is the right day to talk about Mordechai HaTzadik. And there is a Gemara. We couldn't say such a Gemara, but the Gemara says it. Motcha Tzadik was demoted. He was put the fifth in Tanakh. He was put after, he used to be number four, and then he was put number five. Why was that? Because he used to be part of the Sanhedrin, he was learning, and then he started being Oisik and saving Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says this. He stopped learning and saved Klal Yisrael. Asks the Taz, Ahimel Geshrei, Motcha Tzadik closed his Gemara and went to save Klal Yisrael. It was Pikuach Nefesh. It was Mitzvah Sheyesh Shelios HaSaledei Acherim. Nobody could do it. Everyone. That's called closed. That's why he got demoted. That's why he got pushed from number four to number five. Was Kedofor. Motcha Tzadik closed his Gemara and went out on the street looking for mitzvahs. No. There was a Gezeira. Lahashvit Laharig Lahavet. That's what the Taz asks. What does it mean Mordechai got demoted? Says the Taz, something very, very profound. But the Taz says it, so we can say it also. Of course Mordechai HaTzadik had to close his Gemara. But why did Hashem send him this mitzvah to his way? Why didn't the Ribbono Shel Olam allow him to sit and learn? Says the Taz, we can't say such words, but if the Taz says it and the Gemara, then everything of the Gemara is meant to be learned. Hashem Yisborach saw that Mordechai HaTzadik's learning was not on the highest level. We can't say such things, but let what Chazal say. So Hashem says, if your learning is not on the highest level, we don't understand the highest level of Mordechai HaTzadik, then Hashem will send you, along your way, He'll send you mitzvahs. A person who learns and really wants to learn, Hashem would not send mitzvahs your way. Of course, when the mitzvahs get sent your way, you have to do it. But why did Hashem send it to you? It's a shalfe Taz, and like I say, we can't say, but we're allowed to say what the Taz says to learn the limud, that if a person gets a mitzvah along his way, he should feel a shtickle, a tickle. Maybe if I would have delved and wanted to learn as much as possible, I wouldn't have got this mitzvah. This is what the Taz says. Just below the Taz, it's on the top, we have a Sma. And the Sma says, complete different approach, polar opposite. The question of the Taz was, why does Mordechai HaTzadik get demoted? Because he's doing a mitzvah. He had to do this mitzvah. Says the Sma, he didn't have to do this mitzvah. There were others in Klal Yisrael who could have done it. It's Mavil. So we have two approaches. Taz is telling us, Mordechai had to do this mitzvah. Why did he get demoted? Because Hashem saw that if his learning would be, halavai, all of Klal Yisrael should be a millionth of Mordechai Tzadik's level of learning. But Hashem Yisborach, medaktikim, chasidov kechut asar, said, that's what the Taz says. His learning wasn't. Says the Sma, there were other people who could have done the mitzvah, and not Mordechai. We learn the Sma, and we. What is he saying? He's saying that Mordechai HaTzadik did a mitzvah when someone else could have done it. Why is the Sma saying such a thing? Or Mordechai HaTzadik? So, as we've explained before, that there are two approaches to is Torah more than mitzvahs, and mitzvahs more than Torah. The Taz held Torah is more than mitzvahs. Torah is more than mitzvahs. So if Hashem sends you a mitzvah your way, it shows. The Sma held mitzvahs is more than Torah. It's not possible to be demoted for doing mitzvahs. It's impossible for to be demoted. So he had to give a different shot. So as we said before, we said three practical shyness. If one has an opportunity to do a mitzvah and to learn Torah. And we said, you have to do the holier one first. Which should one do first? And the Shaila also, whether you have an opportunity to donate either to a Moshe HaTorah or a Moshe HaMitzvahs, which one should you choose? And the third Shaila, if a person has had to close his Gemara and be Mekayim a Mitzvah, how should he feel at the end of the day? Am I second rate? Or the other? And the answer to all these three questions, whatever you do is right. You're always right. Since there are poskim who learn that mitzvahs are more than Torah, and some poskim you can choose. You can either choose to be like these rishonim and do the Torah first. You can either and same with donating for a worthy cause. And if the Ribbono Shel Olam sent you a mitzvah and caused the person to be mevatel to miss his learning seder that day, so if it gives him a push, he should learn better. He should take that push. But he shouldn't feel downcast with himself. He shouldn't beat himself up. He shouldn't berate himself. Since we have a whole set of Rishonim who tell you, no, obviously the Ribbono Shel Olam likes you so much, so he didn't just want your Torah, he wanted your mitzvah today. Hashem should help. We should learn Torah Yom and Belayla. And when the Ribbono Shel Olam sends us mitzvahs, he sends us mitzvahs to do, in whatever form and guise it is, recognize we have chesed, we have mitzvahs, Bikacholim, all kinds of mitzvahs. Ribbono Shel Olam sends us our way. Embrace the mitzvah. Now I have a mitzvah, and according to a lot of Rishonim, I'm even doing more than Torah.
Very nice.